Sunday with Miriam on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Travel Department. Explore the wonder of the world's most iconic sites with Travel Department, the world discovered together.
Now, I'm delighted to say that our musicians this week in Studio 8 have come to us all the way from the Inishowen Peninsula in Donegal, and they are Charles James and the Rides. Welcome to you all. That's Charles James O'Donnell, Catherine O'Donnell, Des McGonigal, Rhys McBride and Mark McGurr. We're going to chat in a few minutes about music, about the Foyle and the connection with the Congo River. But first, you're all going to play for us, and this is Greatest Prize.
Forgiveness for the wrongs you can admit. Wonder what went wrong when there's a ghost in every chase. Facing up the demons every time you close your eyes.
That was so lovely. The Greatest Prize, Charles James O'Donnell and Catherine O'Donnell. Come back over and sit down with me here. You're not just in a band together, you're a couple too. Are you both from Inishowen?
We are. I'm Green Castle and Catherine's Carndonagh. Yeah. So about 15 mile out the road. Catherine's dad taught me in secondary school, taught me science.
Yeah. And you're a teacher now, aren't you,
Catherine? I am, yeah. Primary school teacher, yeah. In Carndonagh.
And your day job is really fascinating. You are a river pilot. What does that mean?
So my job is to take ships in from sea, the last bit of the passage, and put them alongside and then take them back out again. So I drive ships for a living, basically. Down in the Congo, I drive a lot of LNG carriers and oil tankers and stuff like that.
So you actually do it on the Congo River as well?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that part of it's a bit unique, all right. So I trained on the Foyle with my father and Billy Kelly and a couple of the guys there. My family had been pilots there for a couple of centuries, really, back to the late 1700s. And then I went to London and was a pilot on the Thames for about 5.5 years. And then the job offer came up to go down to the Congo and work in a wee port called Soyo down there in the south bank of the Congo River.
That's Angola?
Angola is the country. Yeah.
Is it hard being away? Because I know you and Catherine, you've a little girl.
We do.
You're about to have another baby.
We are in February.
Is it hard?
It is. It's getting harder. So it's one of those things. I've always been away. I've been at sea for 20 years. But since Maeve came along, it's been a different ball game altogether. And, you know, as she gets older, you start to miss some like first steps and you miss bits and pieces of her development. It just gets tougher. But I mean, thankfully, 4 weeks isn't too long to be away. 4 weeks away and then 4 weeks at home.
Catherine, do you find it hard when he's away? Especially now, I suppose, because you've got your little girl, Maeve.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose since me and James met, he's been away for some period of time. Be it 2 weeks whenever you were with P&O and then London, he was away for a week at a time. So this is definitely, since we got married, he went to Angola then. And but I suppose I've always just been kind of used to it, really. It's I knew what I was signing up for when I was marrying a sailor.
And where did the music come from, you both? So you've both got these separate careers, but was it in both of your families' music?
Yeah, I mean, my mother would sing away and sing in choirs and all over the years. And we owned a pub when I was young, when I was very young, the Drunken Duck up in Inishowen. We would have had like the big bands coming through, like Johnny Quigley and all that would have come through every Sunday. But then I picked it up in my teens, really. And then as soon as I picked up the guitar, I started writing. You know, my brother would write a wee bit as well. And I kind of was inspired by that. And then I just taught myself, really, you know, playing in bands and playing in pubs and doing all that stuff. Mm. Whereas Catherine's is a much more professional route, I would say.
Yeah, the music's very strong on both sides of my family. But on my Jennings side, my auntie is an opera singer, Anne Jennings. And I have a cousin, Erica, who's a pop star in Lithuania over the years. Yeah, and I also did a degree in music as well. So it's definitely very much in there with me.
Very musical. Now, when you work together, who writes the songs? Is it do you do it together? Do one of you do it?
No, writing would be my thing. It always has been. And that's where this project came from, was Catherine wanting to support my writing. because throughout COVID, my father passed away, and I wasn't really writing at all. Mm-hmm. And I would always have written kind of fairly consistently for 10, 15 years or whatever. And then I wasn't really getting an outlet. So Catherine thankfully agreed to step in, because I wouldn't have been very confident with just the guitar and singing. Mm. So she came on board to support me with the piano and the singing. And we just kind of developed it from there. We did the couple of songs with the Elephants, and that's where the album kicked off from there, really.
How difficult was it when your father died during COVID?
Yeah, it was fairly devastating. It was a strange time, because it was August 2020, and it was unexpected. It was a heart attack. So it was there in the morning, gone in the afternoon type of thing. And it took me a long time to come to terms with it. And I mean, that's where the album came from, really, was writing about that process of the kind of dark period and the depression and anxiety that comes after that. It's one of those things with grief that, when someone's sick, you kind of grieve before they pass, whereas someone dies suddenly, all the grieving happens afterwards, and there's a lot of, I wish I'd said this, I wish I'd said that, type of thing. It's taken a long time. And I mean, the making of the album's been quite, cathartic. That's the title of the album, Crossing the Bar, is from the poem by Alfred Lord Tennyson, which is known as the Pilot's Poem, and it's a poem that I read during his eulogy. Tough period.
And did you find that the music, in a way, helped you get through your grief, that it could help heal you in a way?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That expression and that catharsis. I mean, we were talking about it last night, myself and Catherine, and, we're just kind of saying, I didn't know how far down I was until I was kind of out the other side of it. And that's the music, and making the album was really, I suppose, Catherine's support really was instrumental to it, but making the album was very important for me, important for that healing process.
And obviously, Catherine, as he said, you played a huge role in helping him get through that grief too. Were you worried about him?
Well, it's funny, we had this conversation last night, and when you're in the thick of it, you don't realise how bad things have become. When people would be asking me, how's James? And when it's in front of you and you're living that, you're not seeing, well, certainly in my case, how bad it was until things were getting better. And, with the Elephants, when he wrote that song, the lyrics are devastating. And, through talking about your father's death and performing that, and other people responding to it, it really helped you come through that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because you're going to perform that for us now, The Elephants. So
we are, yeah.
Explain to us then what you wrote in The Elephants, what it is about. Obviously, it's about everything you went through and the grief, but talk me through it.
So it was one of those ones, after my father passed, I didn't fall back into writing straight away. I was kind of trying to work through the emotion and then express it. And I found that I wasn't really getting anywhere with it. I was kind of writing these lyrics and they weren't really hitting home. And then I was just walking back and forth between the office and my room out in Angola. And I started to get this line, the black dog's barking louder. I'm sure you heard the black dog is an expression of depression. And I kind of been struggling to get my head off the pillow in the mornings and really just dragging myself through the days. So the first line came in, I've been living like I want to die, which is a fairly devastating first line, for any song. But then the chorus came and the song just kind of fell out of me, as songs like that do, and that's where the black dog's barking louder now. The elephant's got my chest pinned down, paralyzed by nothing at all, because you couldn't really conceive of what it was that was pinning you down. And so it's just expanding that metaphor of the elephants. And it's funny, we were playing in Rosado's in Mobile, a great wee restaurant in Mobile, and we decided, because we wouldn't really do pub gigs anymore, we'll go out and do a show. And it was four, big, roughy, tufty rugby lads sitting at the table, kind of leering into the pints, and we're like, oh, here's the elephants, and kind of told the story, and started playing, and when I opened my eyes and Catherine pointed up, and the four lads, the tears were tripping them. all four of them were just in bits, and And I was like, oh, there might be something to this song. Like, you know, there might be something mm-hmm. that people are connecting with.
That's really special. I think it will resonate with so many people. Well, look, you're going to go now and you're going to play The Elephants for us. Charles James and the Rise is the name of the band. And I know, because we've been talking about, you know, depression, anxiety, you know, that if any listeners need any advice this morning, there are good resources always on our helplines, which is rt.ie/helplines. Thank you both, James and Catherine, and to your whole gang here today, all from the Inishowen Peninsula. You're so lucky to live there. It's so beautiful. And best of luck with your baby, which I know is due in February, Catherine.
Thank you.
Your website is charlesjamesandtherise.com, and your debut album is out now. It's called Crossing the Bar, as you said, James. And this is The Elephants.
I've been living like a wanna die, broken heart and battle cry, disregard the alibi, brain and go to sleep, guess I dream. Never thought I'd get so long, let me off the merry-go.